Let us experience who Jesus is. John chapter 10, verse 22 through 30. As you know, last week we went on a vacation. In general, when people are planning to travel to another city, we try to collect various information about the city before we leave. We may want to know about where we go, what to see, what to eat, and what to do. Nowadays, we have a lot of resources to find that information out. Travel booklets, tourism websites, personal blogs, or YouTube. Through these resources, some people can know more about a city before they go there than those who actually live there. However, no matter how much prior knowledge we have, we will not be able to compare it to the vivid feelings of direct information. If I saw a very famous restaurant on someone's blog and it seemed really cool, there may end up being a very different reality than I expected when I go to try it out. This is because although we have the same activity in the same place, eating the same food in the same restaurant, each one could have a different feeling and experience about it. Actually, Pastor Kuko and I have a totally different travel style. Kuko is very much a plan man, but I am not. Even before he is going on a trip, Kuko already knows briefly about every day's plan, what we are going to eat and what we are going to do. But I am a very spontaneous person. I enjoy traveling without any plan. I just want to do what I want to do the most at that time. So it varies depending on the weather, my feelings, and physical conditions. Since we have such a different travel style, we are still learning how to travel together. And now we have one more very special variable, Caleb. Therefore, now we're learning how to travel with a bossy toddler. Although Pastor Kuko tried to do his best to plan the best trip for our family, each one felt and experienced it differently. So I think just feeling and experiencing directly is the best. If I ask you who is Jesus, you may have your own answer to it. If I ask this question, who is Jesus, to random people in the street, each one may have a different answer to it. Someone might have never heard about Jesus before. Someone may only know Jesus from books or movies. Someone may only have heard of Jesus through other people. Someone may not only know Jesus, but also believe in him as Savior and tries to follow his teaching and way of life. We are the Christians, so we are the people who believe in Jesus and try to follow his teaching and his way of life. And most importantly, we confess Jesus as Christ and the Son of the living God. However, still, if someone asks us who is Jesus, each one of our responses would be different based on each one's different view of faith and experience. Even though we worship one God and believe one Jesus and are led by one Spirit, our faith and our experiences would be varied accordingly. According to today's gospel text, John 10:24, when Jesus was walking in the temple in Jerusalem, the Jews came to him and said, "How long will you test our patience? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." In fact, it sounds very simple to just say that Jesus is Christ. But proving this fact is not a simple matter. I think that if Jesus says that I am the Christ, nobody would believe it. But in the text, Jesus did not directly tell them that he is the Christ. Instead, in verse 25, he said, "I have told you, but you don't believe." When you read the Gospel of John, you can see the seven I am statements of Jesus. Jesus said who he is seven times in John. Jesus did not say that he is the Christ, but he spoke who he is through the seven I am statements. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. Although he never said, "I am the Christ," he had already showed them who he is. Then I was wondering why Jesus never directly spoke that he is the Christ. Do you know why? Like I said earlier, just saying the truth that Jesus is the Christ is simple and easy, but it is almost impossible to make people actually believe it. This is because this truth that Jesus is the Christ is not something we can understand by head, but something what we must feel and experience directly in person. As I have already shared many times before, the disciples who actually lived with Jesus before the resurrection did know who Jesus was, did not know who Jesus was. If we were them, would we recognize the true identity of Jesus? Probably not. In general, people try to see and understand things based on their prior knowledge or previous experiences. Since the disciples of Jesus had the same understanding of the Messiah as the Jew had, they could not understand and see Jesus as the Christ, the Messiah. Even though they confessed that Jesus is the Lord in their words, their actual belief was different. Jesus told them three times about his suffering, crucifixion, and resurrection. But nobody really understood what that meant. However, after they experienced the resurrection of Jesus, they began to understand what that meant. At last, what Jesus said and did throughout his public life began to be understood. Only those who have experienced the resurrection of Jesus have come to know and be convinced that Jesus is the Christ. In verses 25 to 26, Jesus said, "I have told you, but you don't believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you don't believe because you don't belong to my sheep." Some people misunderstand this, that Jesus tried to divide people based on who is on his side. But this is not what Jesus meant here. Do you know how the sheep recognize and follow their shepherd? Do you think the shepherd can teach them, "From now on, I'll be your shepherd"? Huh, no, never. They have learned it from their experience. In verse 27, Jesus said that my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. And this is so true. Recently, Caleb sticks to me so much. In the past, when I picked him up from daycare, it seemed that he did not even know who I am. But now, as I call his name, he throws aside the work that he was doing to run to me, calling, "Mommy!" This is the happiest time of the day for me. As I raise a child, I have learned what it means to be a mother. I did not just become a mother because I gave birth to a child, but now, as I spend a lot of time and experience many things with my child, I am becoming a real mother. Also, Caleb knows mother not because he learned how to say a word mother, but by experiencing what mother means in person. Likewise, the Jews who questioned Jesus in today's gospel text probably knew well about what the words Messiah and Christ means, but they did not experience Jesus as the Christ. Since they have never experienced Jesus as their shepherd, they were not the sheep of Jesus. Since they have never experienced Jesus as their Christ, they were not the true followers of Jesus. Like I said earlier about trouble, no matter how much information you have learned in advance, the way you feel and experience things may be different. But when you travel without any information, you may miss so many things that you have to feel and experience through this trouble. The journey of faith is the same. If we do not experience Jesus, we never really know that Jesus is the Christ. We cannot fully understand him as the Christ only through books, movies, or through someone's words. We have to actually feel and experience Jesus as a Christ directly in person. Just as a child knows his mother, just as a lamb recognizes her shepherd, we must experience God's love and grace in this world, then we truly know who Jesus is. Today's other reading is Psalm 23, which is everyone's favorite. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. I bet you have heard it countless times throughout your life. But how many times have these words been experienced as a truly vivid experience? My hope and prayer for you is that you will experience that Lord as your own shepherd. I hope you will meet the Lord whom will make you lie down in green pastures, lead you beside still waters, restore your soul, lead you in right path. I pray you will meet the Lord whom will protect you and was and is and will be with you forever. Let us feel him. Let us experience him. Let us accept him not by our head, but by our truthful heart and follow him through our life. Praise God. Amen.